customer arrival.
Because you don't have a solid foundation. Yeah, so what's happening is, you know, it's like transitions. They teach you in college. They don't teach you, they don't tell you where to talk. Most learning teachers, they don't tell you how to write, they have a theory, but it's like, you know, like when you drive in the car, you feel like okay, I'm going 70 miles an hour, and you do the even you're doing all the equation, it doesn't make any sense, so it's like, okay, the car will be there, I'll be there
really
70 miles, I'll be there in 55 minutes.
I'm surprised they're not getting enough.
I know.
Why is it a male voice?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't change that for you.
dishes are in the kitchen, honey. And if they're not clean, it's Bill's fault. It's his, tell her, Bill.
My fault.
Hello, everybody. Is your heart happy?
Yes.
Check it out. You know what? This is a tremendous world we live in, even if we've got our troubles out there. Tremendous bodies we live in, even though they creak at times and moan and groan. They're tremendous, aren't they? And we're all so lucky to have each other, so blessed to have each other. I told Stan tonight, I've known him so many years, and I am so thankful for the man that he is, tremendous man. And I've watched him since he was just so young, haven't I?
You have. You were young too.
I was young. You're kidding me, I was young once. I can't remember that. Is your heart happy, everyone? Please don't miss anyone. Make sure that you get to know everybody before you leave. Because there's just nuggets of gold in here, even from Germany. See him over there in a white shirt? He came over here and got just a love of his life. Well, as you can tell, I'm high as a kite. I had a wonderful time looking at my grandbabies and my great-grandbabies. All I did was look. I started to wash one dish, and nobody said, no, you go sit down. Oh, I go and sit down. So I sat down, laid down, and I didn't have to do anything, did I? Just except look. And that kept me busy. That's a lot of kids, you know. But they had three long tables of food. Three long tables for us. Yudoka, it's your friend right here. Look at this. Isn't life grand, kids? And thank you for coming out tonight, because, you know, I know this is a busy week for everybody. And there comes John. See that? Well, as you know, we don't have a speaker tonight. We just have the talker, Millie, because I figured we wouldn't have very many people here. So I thought most people's already tired of hearing me talk. So whoever comes, suffer. Well, as you know, I'm a Bible thumper, but I didn't bring it tonight because most everyone knows the Christmas story. Most everybody knows the Christmas story. You know about the birth of Jesus Christ, but have you really thought about it all? Now, you know, years ago, in order for me to get message from the angels, you know, I did what's called ditties, which certainly isn't poetry, but something similar. And just a lot of rhyming, whatever. Penny's had a dose of it. A number of you have already had a dose of that. Uh-oh, sure. Kimberly's shaking her head, but she didn't really get a big dose of it yet. Stan has. Reese has. Okay. But that set me into being able to relax enough that I could let the angels use me. God used me. Of course, they do it all the time anyway. You know that you are, I think everybody here is aware that God uses you, that the angels used you, and that we're always in God's keeping. We're always in a fingertip of God. Everyone knows that, right? So it's not just when you pray or when you decide that you're going to talk to God. God listens to you all the time. And so I'd like to just give you some of the thoughts here to think about the Christmas stories and the Christmas tradition. Just bring it to mind, because we all go through this. We have the Christmas tree and we have all of that. Have we really thought about it? Well, the season's filled with examples. Of course, the example of a divine soul who came to the earth to help us know that we are to be examples of God. We promised before we came down to these bodies that we would be examples of love. And I tell you what, you people do a tremendous job of it. I sat up here and I'm just loaded with that love energy coming up here even from that guy I like to pick on back there called Germany. I could feel it coming up here. It's the best medicine that you can give to anybody, Louise. It's a good medicine. You've been loading me up with it. But we all promised God that we would be examples of love, that we should treat our babies with the hand of love. See, the Bible story of Jesus Christ, they let it be known that he was coming. It was known that you were coming. You picked your parents. We talked about that a little bit earlier with you. Oh, with Cookie back there. Look at Cookie. You haven't got acquainted with her, don't miss her. We pick our parents, and our parents are open, but their opportunity to give us love. And you see, they made a big fuss over Jesus Christ when he was coming. Oh, you know, the stars lit up the sky and all of that. Well, that's example. Babies that are born, that is the way we are supposed to be excited and happy. Well, that we should treat our babies with the hand of love, treat them in such a holy manner that they feel loved and they know that they're here to be an example of God. You start off yelling at your children, you're just going to teach them that they're just a pain in the neck. We are supposed to help them know what their soul knows and that they are bubbles of love and that they've come here to be representatives of love, of God. God is love. And I've quoted the Bible on that. Now, all parents should have the feeling that they are gently holding a filled cup of greatness, that the babies would be, that greatness that has come on a mission to earth. With this presence in mind, the babies would be honored above all else, treated kindly, held gently, told of their greatness, given examples of love and light. Does that make any sense? Now, can you understand that story of Jesus Christ, how they made a big fuss over him and came from miles around to see him? That is to teach us that we are to treat our babies that way. They're going to come from miles, but they can certainly love them. The tradition of Christmas is held due to the angels in and out of the body. How much work is put forth to decorate a home only to have to remove the decorations when the vibrations has subsided. I can't believe that all Christmas decorations are practically, all of them are down already. I got that over with, slapped that door shut. That makes me a little bit sad, but it's not my business, is it? Everybody is to do what they're to do. Now, by the way, I hope all of you made our Christmas party here. I hope you all came to that Christmas party we had here on Wednesday. Not last Wednesday, the Wednesday before I took my trip. My emails are full of people that enjoyed that party so much, and they enjoyed Bill back there with his silly action and making them walk up to get their present like a zombie and then walk up like they were, you know. Didn't you, Billy? You just called numbers. How many was there? How many was there? Oh, did he just call numbers? Is that all he did? Huh? Yudoka, what did he do?
He acted a fool, Millie.
Yes. And you gave in. You walked up there just the way he wanted you to.
I did.
Oh, see? But how much work is put forth to decorate a home only to have to remove the decorations when the vibrations have subsided? Stars in the heavens, have you thought about it? Stars in the heavens are brought to earth in light, bringing to our minds the connection of the heavens and its constant connection to us. Do you ever think about all that? Why do we have lights at Christmas? Have you ever thought about it? Lisa's your name, right? Have you thought about it? Why do we have lights at Christmas? Has everybody thought about it? Divine design. It's all biblical. The mind's bringing to mind the connection of the heavens and its constant connection to us. Don't misinterpret the reasons for the lights. A small child often thinks this is the way Santa finds her homes, the Santa, the giver of gifts. We teach our children that all things are seen by Santa. What's that say to you? Everything you think or do is known by God. Every minute of your life is known by God. So you better behave yourself or you'll get coal in your stocking. oh, you better behave yourself and be loving and kind, or you'll have a miserable life, huh? Is that what that Bible is saying? Does it? Thank you, Louise. So a small child often thinks it's the way Santa finds her home, the Santa, the giver of gifts, and we teach our children that all things are seen by Santa, so they better watch their actions or there'll be only coal in their stockings. And when they're adults, hopefully they'll be left with the idea that all things are known by God. We use little children, we use the word Santa. My daughters may be grown and older than most of you here, but they still believe in Santa Claus, because if you quit believing, he quits coming. But when they are adults, hopefully they will be left with the idea that all things are known by God, the giver of all good. Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever let yourself think about this? Why we have Santa, started St. Nicholas? Think about it. The stars at night in a midnight sky can help us to be reminded of all the seeing eyes of God who led the wise men through the desert and will lead us today. Remember that when we say we, because as we speak to you, we are reminding ourselves to watch for our observers that are here to help us also. So when you go free of the body, and as you know, I'm doing my best to let the angels write this for me, the souls that are free of the body that's down the road ahead of us. And so have you really thought about that? That you still get guided when you leave here. You're not alone floating out there on the sea of hot air, David. No soul is ever without observation of an overseer. You're never without under the observation of an overseer if you just stay alert. They'll help to guide you, but they won't do your life for you. But Santa, the spirit of giving in love, giving without waiting for a thank you, as Santa slips away in the night. Your angels help you, and they don't wait for a thank you. They're just happy that they can help you. This allows the parents to take another opportunity to give without their children knowing that the parents may have spent hours at work earning the gift. Now, I know Bill spent hours and hours of getting the gift, money for the gift that he gave for his daughter. I know that. That's it. Just slide in there, honey. Hi. So have you thought about that? Allows the parents to take another opportunity to give without their child knowing that the parents may have spent hours of work earning the gift. The kid doesn't have to feel thankful to his parents. Although, yes, it's nice if he is, but he's really going to be thankful to Santa Claus, this unseen visitor. I remember my Christmases. We had so much snow, and the porch was slippery, and Santa Claus came in, and we had a whole... we didn't have the heat like you'd have today, you know. So we were upstairs peeking through a little door that you could lift up so when you went to bed, some of the heat could go up from downstairs, which was a pot-bellied stove. It could go up there. We were misbehaving, but Dad and Mom was letting us misbehave because Bill, my brother and I got on the floor peeking down really quietly, and they were kind of over us looking down also, and we got to see Santa Claus down there putting all that stuff around the tree. We were excited, but we didn't dare make a noise. Because it might scare him away, or if he found out we weren't sleeping, he might leave anyway, because we were supposed to be in bed. But it was so slippery and cold outside when he went out, he slipped. And we had Mom's washing machine, which you wouldn't even consider a washing machine now. It was kind of, but it was what we had at that time. He slipped and upset that and broke Mom's washing machine. He was trying to get away quick. I remember that. But Mom and Dad said, oh, don't make a fuss. Don't make a fuss. He'll hear you. Do you remember your Santa Claus days, anybody? You remember them? Do you remember them, Daddy? I love Santa Claus days. Do you love the idea that the angels are watching, helping you wherever you are? They're seeing it and knowing why they even know why you think certain thoughts. All is known. There are no secrets. Where and how did this tradition start of Santa Claus? An idea sent from above, just as the light bulb was sent to the mind for discovery. Wow. They even got this now. I think there's been a history that is kind of saying that we had the wrong person discovering the light bulbs. That we were wrong on that. It was discovered by somebody else. But the truth of it is, it's really from the free side of life giving the ideas. And you get the credit for it. Have you thought about that? Do you think that we all ought to be living more thankfully? You architecture man. Where do you think those ideas come from? Yeah, you betcha, honey. You know it. You studied so that you could be a good receptive of the ideas being sent through so that you could be this good architect. An idea sent from above, just as a light bulb was sent to the mind for discovery. The divine source sent this wonderful example known as Jesus the Christ, born in a manger of humbleness, pointing to God as giver of all good, lifted on the cross, physically and soulfully rising to heaven, only to return to show that life is everlasting. That's why he was hung on the cross. To show that life's everlasting. The man couldn't possibly have still been back there eating fish with him when he had died on the cross. He didn't have any blood left. But he did, didn't he? He did. He came back and showed them as just energy. Then he showed them as real living person. Came back and he went fishing with them. That was his God work too. We all have God work to do. His God work was to show that life's everlasting. And boy, that took a lot of bravery there, because since he knew what was going to happen, to carry through with it. What have you carried through? Could be any number of things. It took the wrong job just because maybe it was you were fighting off what you really should be doing, or vice versa. Maybe even married the wrong person so that you could have that as a lesson. Huh? Or would we rather all just feel that we have, everything happens to us out of torture because we're supposed to be slapped around down here? No, we're God's kids. We're here for growth and we'll find a way to get it. So, Jesus Christ showed us that life is everlasting. He let them know that he was dead. But remember, on the cross, physically and soulfully rising to heaven, only returned to show that life's everlasting. The gathering together of families to encourage not only family ties, but to help adults view their childhood with adult eyes, because many shells of experiences are not available until the height is acquired. We think, I should just have all that intelligence. I should have all that. I should know everything. Well, maybe you're not tall enough. Maybe you're not grown enough. The real you that's inside the body. I'm not talking about the physical. It's inside the body's not grown enough to learn more, to attract it to you through likeness. We don't have all the answers, do we? But am I encouraging anybody to think? Don't just walk about with blind belief. Your journey to eternity is too important. We can't walk with blind belief just because somebody told us something. We've got to test, as the Bible says. I've quoted the Bible again. Test and find out what is right for you in your pathway. To make available until the height is required, to make understanding possible. Yes, the thankfulness of Thanksgiving. Having it. Oh, mankind think they set that up. Oh, we're going to have a Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving, just before the story of Jesus Christ. What do you think? Followed by the giving of Christmas and material gifts, plus the gift of forgiveness through understanding, to make possible a new slate of new year that welcomes in the spring of new growth, followed by the beauty of summer and the harvest of fall. Can you not see that divine picture? Are you thinking, everybody? Think about it. Divine plan. Oh, Thanksgiving and then the birth of Jesus Christ. You don't see that can't be too coincidental, can it? They're thinking. Now they've got to have new gear. There's only one goal that's necessary for the new year, and that is to become more aware of the goal that you set many lifetimes ago. What is your goal for the new year? Oh, get longer eyelashes? What is your goal for the new year? The goal is to become perfected in the soul. That is really everybody's goal, is to become perfected in the soul. Expanded so that when you leave here, you draw to the light in yourself, which is a more heavenly state. The goal is to become perfected in the soul. Now, at this time, the idea of setting goals is merely to encourage all to think of goals that will lead them to the one and only goal of the soul. That's why we set goals. And mankind thinks it was their idea, I guess, huh? Divine design. Divine design. Now, getting there, getting perfected, getting on to the next room in the Creator's mansion. Now, the only fuel is love. So love is the necessary step to take in order to progress to perfection. Love is the only necessary step to take in order to progress to perfection. No one should give a Christmas gift unless they're really wanting to. Oh, I've got to get her something this year. Oh, I've got to get him something this year. Good heavens. Oh, I'm going to do. Oh, yeah. Please, then don't get the gift because you're giving him a gift of something you have to do. It's supposed to be something you want to do. You're excited about it. You want to do it. Now, the only fuel is love. So love is the only necessary to take in order to progress to perfection. We have already talked of the way to get the fuel of love, and that is to help others get the fuel of love so that they can reach their goal. Help somebody else become so love-filled that they want to give it away. Making any sense? That's your God work. Definitely for parents, that's a parent's God work. But that's for everybody's God work. Imagine how wonderful the destination will be. Also, imagine how long the road is. All of you have only scratched the surface of the joy that awaits. Only scratched the surface of the joy. Go to your happiest moments that you can think of. And it's only small in comparison to the goal that is ahead. The goal of all perfect peace and joy and happiness, surrounding feelings of love. Oh, the joy of floating on a pillow of love as your soul leaves to the next expression. The strength of the pillow is your volume of love. You are the only one that will ever judge you. God, your judge. You're a bubble of love. You're a bubble of God. God is love. You are your only judge. How do you like that? Guess what? We're all hard on ourselves. Aren't we? Is anybody truthfully able to sit here and say, oh my, I never hurt anybody. I am really pure and loving and wow. We even let Louise come here last night for class and we didn't have any class. But Dennis, what is your name, Stan? Stanley Steamer was at the door. And he hung a sign for you, didn't he, Louise? Who? Oh, it was Penny. Oh, Penny. I thought you escorted Louise. No, Penny. It was you, Penny. Thank you, honey. Louise will shout louder next time. The strength of the pillow is your volume of love, and that is what you're going to be with forever. So lots of responsibility. Anticipate that joy and the thrill of an even better experience than your most joyous moment on earth. Get excited about this. Get excited. Look forward. And as you enter your new year of earth life, anticipate new expanded joy, and this will encourage you to increase your volume of love so as to receive more of your dreams of joyous living. And you can't expand your love in order to get. It has to be real. You just love somebody so much. So much that you would just, you'd work a lifetime to get enough to do for them whatever you want to do for them because you love them so much. Remember to help increase joy in others, and your joy will increase. Remember to increase unhappiness in others, and your unhappiness will increase. Ooh. Now, we would like so much to explain to you the beauty beyond the veil that awaits you, but it's not possible. Now, there is no veil. That is just a way of expressing life on earth, the free side. So it's called a veil, but it's nothing there. It's just changing from in-body to free body. But there's no way to explain it. In others, increase it in others, and it's going to grow in you. Now, we would like so much to explain to you the beauty beyond the veil that awaits you, but it's not possible. There is no words to explain it. Spectacular? No more than spectacular. It's not a big enough word. There is no way we can explain the bubbling springs, the swelling of pride, the joy of beauty that you cannot comprehend. Joy beyond all measure. The welcoming home of a loved one, the endless display of horizons beyond all your beliefs. Might we suggest the great need to reach such a goal on the earth expression so as to never ask the Father to leave such a heavenly existence once here. Once you go free of the body, you hope that you don't have to go back to earth to increase the volume, that you've increased it to such an extent that you get to stay free in that heavenly, joyous world. Doesn't mean you're the end of the journey just because you leave the body, you know. Draw of a likeness takes hold. You will draw to the likeness of yourself. You're going to like it. Tell the truth, the person that we growl about the most is ourselves. Anybody want to agree with me on that statement? Gloria? We can growl. Yet we're God's kids. We shouldn't be growling about ourselves. Yes, we're supposed to take things we don't like ourselves and try to improve them so we like to whatever that is a little better. But you're going to be with you forever. And when you leave here, you attract the exact likeness of yourself. So if there's anything about you you don't like, better change it now. Because you never know when it's your time to jump out of the body and draw to your likeness. But when in that heavenly existence that we know is there, that's where we want to stay. But we can only stay there if we're of likeness. Now, you yourself would not like the need to live in any lesser existence than you have now. But my, how hard that'd be. But now imagine how much you would not want to return to a lesser existence after experiencing the life in such an expanded existence. You're going to want to be able to stay in that expanded existence. But the only way is law of attraction. If you do not, and animals show us that. The cats would just leave. They didn't have to sleep with the dog. The birds, they don't want to hang with the cats. You want to draw to the likeness of yourself. But you want to like it. None of us are perfect. We've all done things that we wished we could have done better. We don't have to hide it because we all have things. Otherwise, we wouldn't be down here on earth. We'd have been able to stay in a lighter, to a joyous vibration. We chose our parents to come down here to put us through certain conditions. So let's see how we can handle it. You see, if you've had a grouchy father before, you may very well come down in order to make up for that. Because you didn't understand him. What do you think? Keep remembering, you picked him or her that is your parent. You picked your daddy. I don't know, from up here, I think you did a good job of picking honey. I think you did pretty good. Uh-huh. If you do not accomplish all you can in earth life, you, in order to reach your next goal of the new horizon that awaits, you will choose to return to earth life to expand your fuel of love for your tank. Again, just as you have for this earthly birth. You picked your life. That's the story of Jesus Christ. He said, I show you the way. Yeah. Oh, we say, oh, Jesus Christ, I ask you if you would do whatever, you know, make me wealthy, and you didn't do it. I thought I could ask you for anything. Well, how about doing the first thing that was asked of us, and that's expanded love. Yes, prayer is a wonderful. He just threw something at me. That's Vince back there. He's done that for a long time. Every time he gets something in his hand, he throws it at me. But, you know, this is tremendous example. Jesus Christ, tremendous example. He said anything he did, we could do. How many try? Does it make you conceited to try to be like him? He asked us that. Can't we try to do at least one thing that he asked? Who do you growl about most in his life? I bet I can tell you. Yourself. I growl about myself all the time. Oh, God, wrinkled, how could people stand to look at that face? Oh, God. And every time somebody says something, I have to ask them over again what it is they said. Oh. Who do you growl about most? Yourself. But don't expect yourself to be perfect. If you were perfect, you wouldn't be here with the rest of us who all have problems, including you, Reese. Most people would think he's perfect just because he sits there like that and looks important. But he's got a few problems, too, he's working on. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on Earth. We would be free. What do you think about all these words that I've given? Does it feel okay?
Yes.
Is it something you might want to think about and find out what you can see that isn't right or what is right? One of the best things you can do for yourself is not go have somebody read the Bible to you. Read it yourself one paragraph at a time. No. We don't have to worry about being sent to hell or whatever. This is on earth. It's just we experience it every once in a while, don't we? If anybody wants to think, did you ever put yourself into a hell-like condition? I know some of you well enough to know that to be true. And you can certainly look at this one up here and know that. I'm just thankful that God's let me stay here so long so I can work on it all a little bit more.